prayer and wondered how many people can copy me just like before. Well done, Joe. Good George. Good Stephen. Matthew. You're in Peter Dillon now. Good Scott. Who can keep up with me? Good Jonathan. But I'm Jack. Good. Right, everyone, can you see all your eyes and all your hands in your laps? So we're ready to listen. We have about 20-minute story. It's really nice coming to talk to you this morning. I'm used to talking to about 30 children at school. And someone said to me, do you know what? It's so much more fun coming here than being at school. And it's the same for me. It's really nice coming to talk to you this morning. At school we have to do things like maths and English. Yeah. But this morning, I get to tell you a Bible story. That's really exciting for me as well. Now this morning, I'm going to tell you a story about a blind man. A man that was born blind. Do you remember back on Tuesday, when it told you all about the creation of the world? And when God created man from dust, he breathed into him breath, so he was a living spirit. And yesterday, Pastor told you about a heart. It's so important we have a clean heart. Now today, we're carrying the theme of the human body. I've got a wonderful model up on the screen. You might recognise him. It's our very own Joseph Goodman. And God created Joseph in a really special way. And Joseph can do amazing things. That's it. God created us so we can do lots and lots of special things. An animal wouldn't be able to invent a rocket to go to the moon, would they? An animal wouldn't be able to make the craft you did this morning. Have a think about all the things you used this morning to make your craft. Now this morning, I want to think about, have a think, Joe, how many parts of his body can you think of that have three letters in? Joe, can you come stand up front for me? Have a look at Joe for me. Joe, do the pose. I can see one body part that's got three letters in. And it is R, spelled A-R-M. And there are 10 body parts with three letters in. How many body parts can you think of that have got three letters in? The arm's one of them. Bradley?
Toe.
Excellent. Joe, keep your hands down. Start knocking your fingers for me. Arm. Toe. How many other body parts can you think of with three letters? Arm. Toe. Matthew?
Ear.
Ear. Good. Toe. Arm. Ear. Well done. Hip. Four so far, six more to find. Leg, good. We've had half of them already.
Eye.
Eye, six of them. I like him.
Eye.
I think of what he said, eye. Okay, have you think for another one? Put your hand up. Sorry?
Elbow.
That's a really good try. But it's got five letters into. Remember that next time you've got a spelling test. Okay? Yeah? Knee. It's not a good try. It's got a really silent K at the front, so it's got four letters. We've got six so far. Who else can think? Yes, Josh.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think that's a scientific word there. But it has got three letters. Right, then, that's one more. Yeah? Sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Sorry?
Me.
Me. Me. That's the most special person, isn't it? Me. Me. So you've got two letters though. If you said me, it would have three letters. Last one. Lip. Good. We've got seven. Shall we see all ten, shall we? Body parts with three letters. I wonder how many we've got. eye, hip, arm, leg, ear, toe. We didn't say this one, did we? Jaw, rib. Oh, can you remember what Eve was made from? Adam's wife. What was she made from?
Adam's rib.
Lip and gun. I said gun, did they? We did really well. Good. Now this morning, I'm going to talk to you about one of those special body parts. I'm going to talk to you this morning about the eye. That's how big an eye is. And it sits into your socket in your head. You can see the eye. And if you look on the picture, you can actually see where the eye sits into your head. It's very small, but it's pretty amazing what it can do, isn't it? Your heart's really important. Without your heart, you wouldn't live. Without your lungs, you wouldn't live. You can live without an eye, but it helps us play, talk, learn things. The eye is amazing what it can do. Did you know that with our eye, and with your eyes, you can see a long, long, long way away? If I lit a candle 1.6 kilometres away, that's 1,600 of those, you can see it lit. Wow, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? I reckon 1.6 kilometres is a long way away. If I said to Stephen, he's a very fit runner, can you run as far as you can, and as far as you can, that's how far he could run. And that's how far we can see. That's right, good. Thank you for telling me that. Oh, I've got that one. Did you know our eye can also see not 10 different colours, not 20 different, it can see 7 million different colours. Wow. Did you know that we blink 12 times every minute? One, two, we do it 12 times in 1 minute. And in 1 day, we blink 10,080 times. It's really important to blink, otherwise our eyes become dry. Wow, pretty impressive. See if you can remember that. Impress your teacher when you go back to school. Hey, boys, did you know the girls blink much more than us? Girls blink twice as much as boys. I wonder why. Hey. One last impressive fact for you to remember. Did you know it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? If you sneeze,
yeah,
you've got your eyes closed. I've been driving once, and I sneeze, and what do my eyes do? They close to stop my eyes popping out. When you're sneezing, your eyes always... It's amazing how God's made, isn't it? Hey, look at these animals. All these animals also got eyes, and they've all been made in a special, different way to us. Look at these animals. We've got eagle, and camel, and dolphin. And there's a really interesting fact about ostrich in it. I wonder if you might already know it. What is it? And fantastic. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. I hope your brains are bigger than your eyes. But ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. And we've got a donkey. And have a look at these facts. See if you can be amazed. Tell the teacher when you go back to school. An eagle has got amazing eyes. An eagle can see a rabbit moving 1.6 kilometres away. 1,600 miles away. Us, we can only see it 500 metres away. Why do you think an eagle can see so well? Why does it need to see so well, Bradley? Because it needs to hunt. We don't need to hunt so much as an eagle. So God's given an eagle really good eyes, Jonathan. So if it sees an animal miles and miles away. Hey, this is weird. Where do camels live? Where do camels live?
In Africa.
Good, in the desert. Well done, Rachel. A camel lives in the desert, and in the desert there's sand blowing up all the time. And do you know, a camel has not got one eyelid like us. A camel's got three eyelids. Do you know what it's for? Why has a camel got three eyelids? Scott? Good. Do you know dolphins sleep with one eye open? here. It is another weird fact you've already heard. An ostrich's brain is smaller than its eyes. Its eyes are bigger than its brain. Did you know that owls can only see the colour blue? But I reckon this is the most interesting one out of all six. A donkey, where its eyes are, can see all its legs. It can see the ones at the front and the ones at the back. Wow. God created all these animals to help them in a special way. I want to tell you a story this morning about someone that sadly couldn't see at all. He was what we call a blind man. And this is a true story. How do I know it's true? Because it's found in the Bible. And all the stories in the Bible are true. And this happened 2,000 years ago. So this person, we don't know his name, was a real person that lived 2,000 years ago. It's really important to remember that. And here's our blind man. And he's been blind since he was born. He's never been able to see. Imagine never being able to see. He doesn't know what he looks like. He doesn't know what his family looks like. He doesn't know what his friends look like. He can't see anything. In fact, in the world, there are 37 million blind people. It's quite sad, isn't it? But none of them can see. In fact, some of them can see a little bit, but others can't see anything at all. And this blind man couldn't see anything. And because he couldn't see anything, he had to rely on his other senses. He had to rely on his smell, his hearing, his taste and his touch. And they were really important to him. He could smell bread from a mile off. He could taste the lovely bread. Although he couldn't see the bony animals, at least he could stroke them and feel them. He enjoyed that. And he could hear things as well, really well. He had really sensitive hearing. Do you know a bat can't see very well? So what's a bat used to get around? Scott? His ears, his sound. And he can find things with his sound and hearing things with his ears. A bat's very clever. Marilyn, our friend, she can't see very well. She's classified as being blind. That means she can't see as well as what you and I can. What does Marilyn have to help her? What does Marilyn have to help her? Bradley? A guide dog is used to help her to see where she's going. Now, Marilyn's hearing is much better than all of ours. It's because she can't see, she has to use her other things to help her, like hearing, smell, taste and touch. If I went to speak to Marilyn, she can do something very clever that I wouldn't be able to do. If someone came to talk to me, I wouldn't recognise them by their voice. Every time I go to Marilyn, she says, "Oh, hello, Ralph." And that's just by me talking to her. And that makes me feel really special, because she can hear me talking. The blind man couldn't see, but he could smell, hear, touch and taste. And because the blind man couldn't see, sadly, he couldn't work. Instead, he had to beg for money. That made him probably feel quite sad. He had to rely on the people to give him money so he could buy food and have a place to live. And one day, Jesus was passing. Jesus was with his disciples. And Jesus looked at him and he showed the man compassion. He showed him love. What do you think Jesus did to show this blind man love? What would he do? What could he do to show this man love? Yes, Matthew?
Yeah.
Heal him. Let's find out what happened. When the blind man was there one day, he saw Jesus walking by. He thought to himself, "I've heard about Jesus and I know that he can heal people. But I wonder if he could heal me." As he saw or heard about Jesus, I think his heart might miss the beat. It's Jesus. I'm blind. I wonder if he could heal me. I wonder if he could. And Jesus went to him and said, I know that you're blind. And he spat onto the ground and he picked up the earth. And you know what he did with the earth? He made some mud in his hands. And he went to the blind man. He did something very strange. He took the mud and he went and rubbed it into the blind man's eyes. That's what I would be a thing to do. And then he said to the man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The man thought it was rather strange. Jesus had just put mud into his eyes and now he's got to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Jesus said, if you do that, your eyes will be able to see. And the man trusted Jesus is exactly what he did. And he went to the pool of Siloam. Now, when he went to the pool of Siloam, I don't think he walked very slowly. I think he walked really quickly. First of all, if you've got a bit of dust in your eyes, it's quite itchy, isn't it? In fact, if you've got dust in your eyes, you want to scratch your eyes, it makes it worse, doesn't it? It's not very comfortable at all. So I think because he had dust and mud in his eyes, he ran to the pool of Siloam. He didn't only run because he had mud in his eyes. What do you want to find out? What do you want to find out? Yes, Stephen. If he could see. And he scooped up some water from the pool of Siloam and he sprinkled it into his eyes. And you know what? The most amazing miracle happens. He could see. And for the very first time in his life, the blind man could see. He had been healed. Now, he'd felt water before. He knew that it was cold. He knew that he had it in his hands. It run through his fingers. He knew if he tasted it, it tasted fresh. For the first time in his life, he could see the water. As he looked in the reflection of the water, who do you think he saw?
Himself.
He saw himself for the first time. Before, he knew he had a bony, knobbly thing in the middle of his face. And he knew he could smell through his nose, but for the very first time in his life, he saw his nose. And he knew, above his eyes, he had these furry kind of strange caterpillars. But for the very first time in his life, he saw his eyebrows. Wow, he must have been so impressed. And he was so excited that he could see him with his eyes for the very first time. Wow, he looks pleased, doesn't he? And he could see all God's creation. He could see the hills that Philip was talking to us about on Tuesday. And the plants and the trees. He could see all the animals. He must have been so excited. He went to tell all his neighbours. Is it really him? Was this the blind man that was blind? Yes, possibly. They weren't quite sure. Maybe it looks like him, but other people, they weren't quite so sure. Oh, it just looks like him. It's somebody else. It's not the blind person. It is me! It is me! I was blind. I was the blind beggar standing at the side of the road. But some of them didn't believe him. In fact, a group of called the Pharisees, they thought they were better than everyone else. They didn't believe him at all. You weren't blind since you were born. You've been able to see. You're telling lies. He was quite sad. Do you know who the Pharisees wanted to ask? Who would be able to tell whether or not this blind person was born blind? Who would really know the truth? They didn't believe the man. So who would really know if he was blind or not from birth, Matthew? They could ask Jesus. Good. Jesus would know. I wonder who else would know. It would be very clever to ask this question. His family, his parents. Do you know what the Pharisees did? They sent for his parents. And they said to him, was your son, was he blind from birth? Yes, he was. He was blind from birth. So who healed him? Do you know what they said? Why don't you ask him? He's old enough now. He can tell you. But the blind man said, I've already told you. Why do I need to tell you again? I've told you it was Jesus who healed me. He was the one that made me see again. It must have been a really happy day for him, but also quite a sad day. Why was it a happy day for him? I like it. Good, but why was it a sad day for him? The Pharisees wouldn't believe him. And do you know who came to him? His own needs. Who came to see him? Yeah? Jesus came to see him. And Jesus said to him, who do you think I am? And the boy said, I don't know who you are. And Jesus said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is the Son of Man that I might believe in him? And Jesus said, it's me. I am the Son of Man. And the man said, I believe in you. So two amazing things have happened. He could see with his eyes. He had physical sight. But he could also see with his spirit. He had spiritual sight. Right, that's a bit confusing. Let me explain it to you. He was really happy because he could see, but he also had spiritual sight. It was the best day of his life. He was really happy. I was talking to Marilyn the other day, and she said to me, although I can't see, there are worse things that could happen to me. But not only that, although I can't see, I've got spiritual sight, which is so much more important. Although I can't see everyone as clearly as you are, maybe, I know that Jesus has died for my sins. I know that he's forgiven me of my sins. And I know that one day I will see Jesus in heaven. She's had her spiritual eyes opened. And that's made her really happy. Much more important physical blindness. Just one last thing before we finish. And if you forget everything today, that's fine. But this is what I want you to really remember today and forever. This is the most important part I want you to remember. Who's been in a maze before? Who's been in a maze? Maze is a bit scary. Why maze is a bit scary? Matthew? You can get yourself lost. It's easy to get lost in a maze. We can't see where we're going. It's a bit like being blind, isn't it? In life, it's a bit like being blind. We're not quite sure the way to be happy. We try all different sorts of things, don't we? To try and be happy. But what's the way to being happy? In life, we're born, and we try and find our way to heaven to try and be happy. We go down all these different routes to try and be happy. Maybe we buy lots and lots of presents for ourselves. But at the end of the day, it's not going to make us happy. We end up at a dead end, don't we? There's only one way to find yourself out of the maze, to try and be happy in life. And that's to know Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we can be happy in life. And to know Jesus Christ, we need to have our spiritual eyes opened. To find our way to being happy, we need to have our spiritual eyes open. And how do we have our spiritual eyes opened? There's four things that Jesus does and that we need to do. We need to, first of all, if you read them together, I wonder how many of these four things you can remember. We need to believe in God, realize that we are sinners, pray for forgiveness, trust and obey God. We need those four things to have our eyes opened. We need to believe in God, the person that created us from dust. We need to realize that we're sinners, that we do things wrong. God created us and made us and wanted us to do perfect things, but unfortunately we do things that displease God. We're all sinners. We need to realise that we're sinners and we do things wrong. We need to ask God for forgiveness. And lastly, importantly, we need to trust and obey God. And if we do those things, God will open our eyes, and we've had our spiritual eyes opened. We can all see. Thank God for that, can't we? What's more important? It's more important to see God and what he's done for us and to trust and obey in God. There's a really special verse in the Bible that says this: I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So there's two types of sight, isn't there? What's the first type of sight?
Eyesight.
What's the second type of sight? Matthew. Okay. Spiritual sight, would you believe it's more important than physical sight? Okay? Try and remember everything I've said to you. I'm capturing and testing the page on your quiz. Yeah, I think we'd like to pray for.
Just have a prayer. Otherwise, I think, Lord, we thank you for this time we've had to speak together. We thank you that we've been able to hear of you. We thank you for showing yourself to us in creation, and you've shown yourself to us in the Bible. And we thank you indeed. You haven't left us without knowing about you. And we pray that each one of us may be given that spiritual sight from you to truly understand the Lord Jesus Christ and his love for us. So Lord, be with us now as we go home and as we gather again this evening to the quiet season. We pray Lord you'll be among us and that we may have a really happy time, and maybe each one of us come to really love you and know your love for us. We ask this